life adversities can have a lifelong impact. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Tali Z. Barham, distinguished professor of neurological sciences at the University of California, Irvine, determines why.
The experiences you go through as a child have an important role to play as an adult. While we knew this, it's been very difficult to figure out how the effect works. As a researcher, I spend quite a bit of my time focusing on the functions of our brain and how they develop over time. In my recent research, I studied how the poor function of the microglia, which are the brain's immune cells, promotes abnormal responses to stress in adulthood in individuals that have had early life stress or adversity. That, in turn, may lead to mental illness. In our childhood, when our brains develop and brain cells connect one another, unnecessary connections or synapses are pruned, resulting in the formation of refined functional circuits. When the process is attenuated and leaves too many unpruned synapses, abnormal behavioral and hormonal responses are seen later in life. But how does that work? Using a mouse model, we generated early life simulated poverty during the sensitive early life period of the first 10 days of life by reducing available nesting and bedding materials in the cages. We found that, as adults, mice with early life adversity had more unpruned synapses on the stress-sensitive brain cells and also had abnormal behavioral and hormonal responses to stress later in life. Importantly, we identified the culprits. We found that microglia, the brain's immune cells, were sluggish and did not survey and prune synapses onto the stress-sensitive neurons. In fact, when we artificially activated these microglia during the early life adversity period using a sophisticated chemogenetic method, we're able to reduce these synapses to the normal numbers and also to normalize the stress responses in these adversity experiences mice that are now adults. The next step in our research is to identify if the molecules that lead to microglia dysfunction can be used to prevent this dysfunction and translate that to people, thus preventing mental disorders associated with abnormal responses like anxiety and depression.
That was Tali Z. Barham at the University of California, Irvine. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.